and welcome to the Full Weight of Joy podcast, the podcast for women who are done stressing about the weight of the world, of expectations, and settling for status quo, and ready to step into the full weight of joy. Joy in the journey, whether up or down, joy through the life's challenges, and joy in loving your life right where you are, even though sometimes we feel like chucking it all and moving to Bali. It's for women who are ready to step into who God called them to be. He chose you to be in this world. He created you for a specific purpose. God called us to be the light on a hill, and by embracing who you are and whose you are, you can stand on that hill and shine. The best part, when you're standing next to another woman who's also on the journey, the world gets brighter. My name is Tammy. I'm your host and a master certified life coach and a trained therapist. For over a decade, I've been helping women do just that. Step into who they're called to be and shine. Are you ready, friend, to start your journey? Let's do this. Do you want to know the secret? Do you want to know the secret that we're missing when we're trying to make this lasting change in our lives or start the journey towards transformation, towards discovering our purpose? Well, a little bit past discovering our purpose, but more to like, let's start living our purpose. One of the things that we are really not great at is when we start planning the journey, when we start looking at the action steps that we need to take, we get to take, we want to take, we actually don't accept and really look at reality for what it is right now. I realized this because I was looking at a change that I wanted, and in the planning process, I had already jumped a few steps ahead. And I was like forcing, and I was like, why can't I get on the right step? And it's like, well, I haven't actually built the steps to get to, you know, the part that I started. Like, I needed to accept reality. I needed to evaluate reality. I needed to just recognize where I am. So many times what we do is we kind of get guilty about the fact that we haven't started already, or that we're not further along, or that we were not ready, or whatever. We start something and we set ourselves up for failure because we don't plan properly. We plan three steps ahead instead of really getting clear, and not in a judgmental way. Like, I'm talking curiosity. I'm talking about like, look what reality is for you right now. So, you know, where are you in this journey? Do you have any of the skills? Do you have any, have you built any of the habits? And the key is that for me, I did not start building the habits. I just expected that they would fall in line. And what do you know? They did not. How many times has that happened for you? How many times have you really wanted something and you planned and you're like, okay, in the next, you know, 90 days, I'll be able to do this. Or in the next 21 days, when we start the process. But what happens when we don't accept and get clear on where we are? We don't actually give ourselves that ability to set a goal, set a path that actually will help us get there. So we kind of self-sabotage a little bit. We do this and why? Why do we not look at, well, where we are? Well, I've already mentioned it. It's because we're feeling, we don't like where we are, or we feel like we should be ahead, or we feel like the first steps are so easy and we can just jump ahead. Don't do it. Don't jump ahead. I want to just encourage you today. I just want to talk to you today about, like, let's look at what you have going for you right now. Let's look at what is going on in your life. Let's look at, you know, what does your reality look like? What does your time look like? What does your resources look like? What does your commitment look like? What are your limiting factors, or in the military word, your limp facts? Like, get honest, get serious, get curious with yourself, because you don't want to play and start incorporating things that you don't have already. Like, if you need, you know, you need an emergency fund in order to start something new, or to, you know, like my son right now, he just got an offered a job. He'll be 16 tomorrow, and he's super excited. And one of the things he wants to save up for a car. And so with this, one of the things we talked about is saving now,
that you don't have a car, so that way when it's time, you're working from ahead instead of from behind. When it comes to habits, when it comes to our goals, what can you do? Where are you? Because if you work from behind and you start taking the steps, but you haven't built up that emergency fund, you haven't built up those habits and the skills that you need, like, don't skip those steps. Also, like, let's look at our strengths. When we're working towards a goal, when we're looking, especially if it's our purpose, like, look at what you have going for you. What are your strengths? What are some of the things, the resources that you have available to you right now that allows you to get scrappy, to allows you to compensate for some of the things that you may be missing or some of the things that you don't quite understand yet? You know, what do you have going for you? What resources do you have at your disposal? How can your support system help you? Like, do you have access to resources from friends? You know, we don't need to do all of this by ourselves. But when we are making a plan, when we want a change in our life, when we want to start living in our purpose, we actually need to look at where we are right now. When we accept reality for what it is right now, I'm not saying that you like it, but just accept it, give yourself grace, give yourself a curiosity instead of judgment. It gives you a clearer picture and it will help you take that next right step instead of trying to leap in front of you when you're not ready. And sometimes we do that because we were, the subconscious fear of what happens if I do succeed at this? What responsibility will I carry? And so I just want you to look at what is possible. Look from right here. When we get clear on what our reality is, we give ourselves that possibility for those small wins, for those small steps so we can start building momentum. When we start from where reality is, we don't work from behind to where we feel like we're always trying to catch up. Set yourself up for success. Set yourself up to succeed in whatever it is that you want. And let me tell you, what you want is to discover your purpose and then live your purpose, this is crucial. It's so important. It's one thing about that I know to be true about living our purpose is that you don't leave behind everything you have right now. You have skills, you have resources, you have glimpses, you have highlights of what your purpose is. When you're living your purpose, you don't just ditch everything and, you know, go on the road. No, that's not, I mean, I guess that could happen, but that's not how God works. You know, like that's not what he makes you do. Sometimes it's subtle shifts moving in the direction and he starts to like illuminate the journey for you. He illuminates it. Like we get to just step, step, step. We don't have to do leaps. Like we can, like there's times that we'll be ready for that. But when we're starting out, just allow it to be gentle. Allow it to be micro steps. If you want to just discover your purpose and then live it, because at the end of your life, what good is just knowing your purpose if you haven't stepped into it? If you haven't taken that leap and got out of your comfort zone and really told yourself, you know what? My purpose is worthy. My like people are worthy for me to get uncomfortable and do it. When we try to jump 5, 9, 10 steps ahead, and that way we feel like we're ill-equipped, uncalled, when we feel like we're working from behind, that's when we get disheartened and we stop. So when you accept reality for what it is and really just hash it out, like what is available to you right now? Like what are some of your limiting factors? Because those are also like, if you have toddlers or if you have teenagers who aren't driving yet, you going out and, you know, speaking during the afternoons or having your book club or getting a job or doing whatever, even if you just want to go somewhere, that might not be the right, that's a limiting factor. Like you have family to take into consideration. It's not bad. It's just limiting. So then it allows you to get scrappy. I love scrappy action. I love figuring out how we can make them work. But if you don't get honest with yourself about how they are, you won't be able to find the workarounds. So that's what I have for you today. I would love to talk to you about, well, going deeper with us. I know that we have this deep, deep desire to discover our purpose. And I not only want to help you discover your purpose, but I want to help you live your purpose. It is so amazing. My life is not perfect, but I was journaling this morning. I was in my prayer time and I just realized that every day I get to live my purpose. It's not always, you know, cup half full. It's not always everything goes right. In fact, rarely does everything go right, but I get to make an impact. I get to use my gifts. I get to step forward, even if it's just one step, one micro step forward each day into what God has me do. And I want to guide you to that as well. I talk about how we have to stop looking outside of ourselves for this purpose. Like, let's look at what you've been through and what skills you have. Let's look at who you are and what God's highlighting to you. And don't stop discovering your purpose. The real joy, to experience the full weight of joy, it's when you live your purpose. So friend, I am ready to help guide you when you are. Well, we'll never be truly ready. So scratch that. I'm ready now. If you want to join me, if you're tired of just spinning and not understanding what your purpose is and you want to grasp it, contact me, DM me, put deeper in the comments here and let's talk about what's possible and what comes after just the discovery. Let's talk about really living your purpose and experiencing the full weight of joy. All right, friend, with that, choose joy until joy chooses you, and I will see you soon. Bye.